This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This Benny Shapiro, he's got a pretty big following, and he's also creating some hysteria here because he's using the term Sharia.
Say that women have rights that comply with Sharia, that means women don't have rights.
He's using the terms Islam.
Within the frameworks of Islam, under Sharia law.
And he's sending off a message kind of like, okay, now if anything has to do with Sharia or Islam, that now, you know, catastrophe's about to hit, and he's using some really inflammatory language out there. What do you have to say to some of these things that Benny's saying?
Benny's saying, you know, it's really important. We have to be really cautious when anyone brings you any news. The Quran says in chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 6, that if any disbeliever brings you a news, investigate. So you don't harm people out of ignorance and you don't regret it later on. So if someone is saying, you know what, Sharia says this, jihad means that, those people are doing that, we have to take it with a grain of salt. We have to investigate first and foremost. So when we investigate Sharia, for example, Sharia literally, it means, you know, the guidance that our Creator has given for humanity so we can live with peace with the Creator, peace with other humans, and live in justice and equality and unity within all of humanity. So that's what Sharia means. Sharia is not about oppressing women or taking, you know, oppressing the people who are non-believers. Sharia gives rights, equal rights to the women. So if someone is saying, you know what, Sharia, we have to blame the Taliban because they want to implement the Sharia. First and foremost, Taliban are no angels. They're not perfect. If they're doing anything wrong, and they are obviously, we have to blame them and not Islam, not Sharia, and definitely not the Quran. So Sharia, actually, the viewers may be surprised to find out, Sharia gave humongous rights to women. You know, the oldest continuous university in the whole world, according to UNESCO, it was made by a Muslim lady who was empowered by the Sharia. Sharia gives Muslim ladies not to be forced into marriage. That's a surprise for Ben Shapiro, I guess. Sharia gives Muslim ladies that they can initiate a divorce if they want to. They can have their own property. So all of these humongous rights were given by the Sharia. If some country is not implementing it, we have to blame them and not the perfect Sharia that Allah God has given to us.
A couple of points I want to mention to Benny Shapiro. I had Rabbi Shapiro on the Dean Show.
Oh, really?
And he was talking about, we were talking about, touching upon the Jewish Sharia. That you, many people don't know, you have also Christian Sharia.
Yes.
You have also mentioned in the Bible, because many people don't know, like Christians and Jews who are Arabic speaking, they don't refer to God as God. They've referred to God as Allah. And they have the term also Sharia. You have Sharia mentioned 200 plus times.
Halakha.
In the Christian Jewish Bible. And this is confirmed. You can check. Like I said, I had Rabbi Shapiro, and we touched upon this. So you had Moses, who was, and this is great because these are educational moments. We hear these things and people speaking academically, and they just, you know, going off their whims and their fancies and their desires. A lot of people have this just hate inside their hearts. And we don't know what's in their hearts, but you can just guess. They're just angry, uneducated, and now they're using such inflammatory language and words just to, like, rile people up, maybe get their numbers up, whoever the case. And it's big business bashing Islam. So, again, like you said, we're not supporting any political party or group, but as soon as you bring in Islamic terms and Islam, now, hold on, let's fact check you. So these are the things that we mentioned that they don't know. Sharia, it's in the Bible 200-plus times.
Yeah,
Moses brought Sharia.
Yes, if you look at Exodus.
The Ten Commandments.
If you look into the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse number 3, the Ten Commandments are the Sharia guidance that Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, right? A mighty prophet that he brought from God to the people. So we say that is the guidance, which is a humongously beneficial guidance. You know, worship only one God. Do not make any graven images. Be good to your parents. Do not lie. Do not cheat. Do not murder. All of these are Sharia guidance, we say, that were given by God to Prophet Moses and his people. So yes, Sharia is there in the Old Testament and Sharia guidance is there in the New Testament. And then the last prophet of God, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was given the complete guidance, the complete Sharia. Using that, humanity can prosper, get united, be moral, be just, and peace would be there between humanity, definitely between humanity and the Creator.
Yeah, we want to give credit where credit is due. Like, for instance, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
She was, at one point, I believe she was speaking out and creating awareness for the greatest genocide that happened after World War II in Bosnia. You had rape camps set up there, and you had the Chetniks, and these were people, their priests were blessing their guns. You know, and they were doing this on behalf of Christianity. That's what they thought. But we know that this had nothing to do with Jesus' Christianity, but they are Christian, the Chetniks, and they were doing some really horrific, evil things in Srebrenica, where many people don't know. You can look this up, and this is a whole different topic. But when people are doing good, we're going to commend that good.
Of course.
So this is very important. Now she's coming out. Hopefully she has a good intention. She's trying to do some good. We invite her to come on to the Dean Show, and she could talk about this. And even Benny Shapiro, we could bring him on. And let's have a conversation. It's very important to have these conversations, to fact check things, so people don't walk away thinking like, okay, Sharia, you know, boogeyman coming to get me, Islam, backwards, oppresses women. You know, a human being, and we could touch upon this, a human being will make grave errors, make mistakes. They might end up, or a group of human beings might end up oppressing a society of people, but Islam can never be oppressive.
It could never be. That's the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's the example coming from the Quran. You know, one example that we can give to Ben Shapiro, for example, that there is a synagogue in Afghanistan that has been there for literally centuries. When Taliban came to power, they actually protected it. They gave the Jews in Afghanistan a right to openly go and pray in there, right? So the Jews have the autonomy to have their own culture, their own synagogue, their own freedoms. And that was the example coming from also Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When he went from Mecca to Medina in the very first migration, he found a big number of Jews up there. So what he did was he made a constitution with them called as the Medina Charter. And in the charter, it says that the Jews and the Muslims would be one people. We are going to look out for each other. And the Jews, you have your own synagogues, your own culture, your own freedoms, your own punishment system, your own justice system. So there was they were an autonomous Jewish state within the true Islamic state. So that is the gold standard that we need to follow.
That's the